When you study Scripture, you find many examples of believers who dared to trust God so completely that they lived courageously. They dared to be faithful to God and live boldly for Him. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church. Welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for joining us as we examine some of the most faithful and courageous heroes of Scripture. We hope this study challenges you to live boldly for Christ today.
Welcome to Day 42 of Dare to Be. Today's title is Results of Putting God First. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58 reads, "Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain." Our text for today wraps up our study of Daniel with Daniel chapter 6, verses 25 through 28. "Then King Darius wrote to all the peoples, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, 'Peace be multiplied to you. I make a decree that in all my royal dominion people are to tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God, enduring forever. His kingdom shall never be destroyed, and his dominion shall be to the end. He delivers and rescues. He works signs and wonders in heaven and on earth, and has saved Daniel from the power of the lions.' So this Daniel prospered during the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian." Daniel was thrown into the lion's den because of a decree from King Darius. He was faithful to God and continued to pray to God, which resulted in Daniel being thrown into the lion's den. God rescued him from the lion's den, leading to a different decree. After King Darius witnessed the power of Daniel's God, he wrote to the entire known world at that time. His edict now was that people are to tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. That's verse 26. He refers to God's eternal nature, endless dominion, and power to rescue. Daniel prioritized his relationship with God, which led to three incredible results. First, God delivered him. Second, Darius's decree glorified God's name. And third, God continually blessed Daniel's life and leadership. Let's briefly discuss the last two results. Did you know God can use you to make His name famous among the nations? I don't believe that when Daniel continued praying to God, he had any idea that King Darius would give a proclamation leading multitudes to praise God. Darius's life was profoundly impacted by Daniel's faith and God's miraculous deliverance. Daniel chapter 6 concludes with an announcement of Daniel prospering throughout the reign of two kings, verse 28. As James chapter 4, verse 10 points out, "Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will lift you up in honor." Daniel wasn't motivated to serve God because of his earthly success. His heart desired that God would be glorified through his life. A life that points others to God is a spiritually prosperous life. Deliverance in the Old Testament can point us to our deliverer, Jesus Christ. Daniel Aiken writes, "Throughout the Bible, especially the Old Testament, God uses typology to point us to a coming deliverer, a rescuer, in fulfillment of the first gospel promise in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. Sometimes our Lord uses events like the Passover in Exodus 12. Other times, He uses institutions like the temple and the sacrificial system. and still other times, he uses individuals like Adam, Abraham, Moses, David, and Daniel. With that in mind, David Guzik provides an excellent conclusion for our week-long journey through Daniel chapter 6. One of the greatest blessings to come from Daniel 6 is to see the story unfold and point to Jesus Christ. Consider this. A man without blame, faithful to God in all his ways, a man noted for prayer, was sent to his death because of the jealousy of those who wanted to prevent his exaltation. He was condemned to death by the plotting of his enemies and the law of the land, and thrown into a stone room meant to be his tomb. A stone was rolled over the opening, but in all its power and ferocity, death couldn't touch him. On a morning the stone was rolled away, he came out victoriously. He glorified God. The pagans gave honor to God, and his enemies were judged. That is the story of both Daniel 6 and Jesus the Messiah. Daniel dared to put God first, and he prospered. He provides a great example to motivate us to do the same. Remember, the same God that delivered Daniel from the lion's den can deliver you. Some questions to consider. What reasons did King Darius provide for issuing the decree about the God of Daniel? What do these reasons mean in your relationship with God? How can you apply the lessons of Daniel's faithfulness and God's provisions in your own life? And finally, your lion's den may be anything that challenges your faith. More important than the situation that tempts your allegiance to God is your response to it. What is your lion's den? And how will you respond? Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great day.